The stream is starting soon. In the meantime, enjoy some music.
Ruger likes Liam's live streams. They aren't bad, coming from a surface dweller. You maggot.
We'll be right back.
Yes, hello everyone, and welcome to another live stream. Hey, did we just do this a couple hours ago? Yeah, I guess we did. Well, we're doing it again. It is August 7th, 2022, and today we're playing Pitch Black, a Dusklight Story, Episode 1. You knew I was going to mess that up. Like, I've had trouble getting that title out all day. I was hoping, oh, just for once, I'd get it right. No, I didn't get it right. So, man, this is exciting. And I first of all, before I do anything else, I want to thank Purple Jam for letting me stream this. The game does not come out till Thursday. They could have been like, no, dude, you need to wait. So I want to thank them for letting me give you guys a sneak peek. Now, again, we're not going to play the whole game because the game's not even out yet. So, you know, we're not doing that. But we are going to take a look at it. We're going to play a bit of it. We're going to check it out. We're going to have fun. And I'm looking forward to this. Now, if you're not familiar with Purple Jam, they've done some really cool projects. A Detective's Demise was really cool. Even Audio Pong was really cool. They had that Garden, what was it, Sounds of Eden, which was also cool. I just didn't get into it because I am like horrendous at like things that are supposed to make you calm and chill. But I mean, even that was cool. So they've done a lot of really cool things with binaural audio and 3D audio and just like some really cool stuff. And they have an awesome petition going on right now that if you have not signed it, go sign it. change.org/audio-games. And I'm going to throw it right in chat so that you can, if you're watching this on the replay or, you know, you're here right now, which a lot of you are. Big thank you to all the people tuned in, and I will get to you in just a moment. But go sign that petition. It is at 525 signatures as of right now. So let's try to get it to 1,000. The more signatures, the better. The greater chance we have of getting Apple to create an audio games category, subcategory in the App Store. And listen, I think that's pretty important. There's a lot of games, no central place to get them. Why can't we get them from the App Store? Why can't we have a category? We have categories for other things in the App Store, so why not audio games? I think it makes sense. Yeah, James says, hi, Liam, so glad to be here. For this, I didn't hear a lot about this game for a while, and now it's here. Yeah, you know, I mean, they've been very quiet. I know Connor and Harry have been busy. There's been a lot going on. So it's like one of those things where it's like, you know, work, you know, life comes before work sometimes, and life kind of comes before your other projects. But it's so exciting that we are finally here. Pitch Black is here. We go. Audio Game Geek is here. Pitch Black, of course, is here. Miguel Lombard is here. Evil Chocolate Cookie is here. Bloxy Commander. I don't think I've seen your name on here before, so hello and welcome. Changeling is here. And Alex. Not just Changeling, but Changeling brought Alex. Bryant is here. Blind Life Gaming is here. Abby Forth is here. Yeah, Abby Forth likes the idea, and I'll definitely sign the petition. Yes, please do, Abby. Trenton is here. Oh, my goodness. So many of you here. This is awesome. Before I go any further, though, I do want to thank my awesome patrons. Patrons keep me going. They keep the streams on the air. And so I just want to give a quick shout-out to them. They are there up there on your screen, but I will also read them. You can become a patron at lirvin.me/P. Also throwing that in chat. Big thanks to Exterminator555, Leo Kantos, Stealthy, Ann Tate, Patrick Kelly, Dennis, Cody Brown, Rich Yamamoto, Marco Garatoni. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly because normally I just say Marco, but I went for it. Doug Shock, Crystal Bell, Jessica Miller, Wandering Waves, Michael Lau, James Dean, Jim Denham, Brian Peterson, Trevor Johnson, Kevin Lyon, Stephen Luttrell, Simon Yeager, Shane Popplestone, Austin Nix, Sarah Hawk, Jason Smith, Daniel W., Storm Productions, Blind Life Gaming, Michael Welty, Heather Messiker, Audio Game Geek, Melissa Rowe, Hillary Duncan, Ashley Coleman, Anya Kristen, Shane Early, Courtney Barton, Bryant, Roland Engelsma, Kenny, Abdullah DeBase, Changeling and Alex, who I know is here, Changeling and Alex, Sylvia Bazanko, and Jack Vilichek. If Patreon's not your thing and you'd still like to donate, you can either super chat, which is cool, or you can visit lirvin.me/D. But no matter what you do, I hope you enjoy these streams. So, yes, today is Pitch Black, A Dusklight Story, Episode 1. Did I get it right? I think I got it right without screwing it up. Yay! So, very short description on Steam. I am going to read this to you guys, though. This is the first installment of a 6-episode saga and featuring around 1 hour. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the first installment of a 6-episode saga and featuring around 1 hour of gameplay with features for replayability. The world of Dusklight is bleak, yet filled with character. The last remaining capital city of a post-apocalyptic wasteland remains in the grips of a deceitful church and tyrannical corporations. With the aid of a unique auditory zoom mechanic, you will uncover the mysteries of Dusklight. So, sorry about that. So, you know, obviously not a lot of story here, not a lot going, but you know what? That's okay, because what we need to know, we're going to find out as we play. So sometimes, you know, you don't need a whole backstory because you're going to get your backstory. And I think that makes it interesting. You know, sometimes some people will be like, well, I want a backstory. And other people are like, no, I don't want a backstory. I want to find out the story as I go. And we got 6 episodes to learn about this land. I'm making it sound like a fantasy, you know, about this world that we're going to get dropped into. And if you're new, I mean, if you're familiar, then you know. But if you're new to what, you know, the Dusklight stuff is, it's going to be all 3D audio, all binaural, a lot of stuff going on. If you're not wearing headphones, go grab a pair of headphones right now. Speakers will not cut it for this one. You're going to want headphones because this is going to be very immersive and I'm looking forward to it. Hey, Math, how's it going? Let's see. Evil Chocolate Cookie brought her air conditioner. Lexi's here. Yeah, Lexi, nice to see you again. Yeah, you were on the earlier stream. I haven't thought about this game in a while. Yeah, I know. Says Brian, I agree. It's like I haven't thought about it in a while. It's one of those things where I kind of forgot about Purple Jam. Sorry, guys, nothing personal. It's just, you know, out of sight, out of mind. And it was really cool to get a message. Hey, Liam, we're doing stuff. What are you doing? And it's been really cool. And I'm so happy that, you know, they've got something going on. So will AirPods work? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, and I want to say hello to all of you that are tuned in. Awesome turnout. Thank you so much. We're going to get started in just a moment. I'm going to give people a couple more minutes. Grab your snacks. Grab a drink. Late but here, says Jane. Yeah, see, that's why I want to wait a couple minutes, because some people are coming in late. People are never on time. See, look at this. I'm just kidding. I'm going to give you guys a hard time. Logic Pro X, I'm glad you're here. Thank you so much. Yeah, everything's looking good. I'm here this morning. I'm here, missed this morning, but glad I caught this one, says Tammy. Great to have you, Tammy. Thanks for stopping by. We have the sound.
Thanks for stopping by.
There it is. There it is. I have the best intentions, but yeah, not always on time. Don't worry about it. It's all good. You know. I don't think this game supports controllers. Pitch Black, you can correct me on this one. So I'm going to use a keyboard. I would love to use a controller, personally. I think that'd be really fun. But I don't know if it supports it. So if that's not a feature that's in right now, maybe that's something that can be added down the road. But we're just going to go with the keyboard to make it easy. Joseph is here. Trevor is here. You guys are all here. This is awesome. Thank you so much. So I'm going to get this going. Hopefully you're not too late. Tears on Blade says this will be interesting. Hey, how's it going? I don't think I've seen you before, so welcome. Grabbing my coffee to get me through, says Abby. Yeah, this is cool. So again, thanks to all of those who are tuned in. If you're not subscribed to me, I guess this will be the last stupid announcement I make. Please consider subscribing. I do a lot of what I hopefully think is cool content. There's been a lot of Stardew Valley, a lot of Crazy Party, some Quentin C's Playroom. Swamp, I guess, just got an update, so might, you know, get back into that. So Lots of cool stuff. I'm also over on Twitch. I'll be doing The Last of Us Part 1 over there. And not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday, I'll be taking a look at the Madden 23 trial. So lots of cool content. If you're not subscribed, you'll miss it all. So make sure you subscribe, ring the bell, and choose all notifications so you don't miss anything. So how about we get going? How about we do this thing? All right. Let me switch the camera there. And yes, there is not a lot to see on screen, but I'm going to do my normal thing here that I do. And I will try to check messages as quickly as possible.
In case you've never played a Purple Jam audio game before, there are no visuals. And you're about to enter the main menu. So, to move between the options, tap the up or down arrow keys.
Okay.
To select the option, just tap space. To enter the menu during gameplay, perhaps to save or to listen to the controls again, just press escape. And thanks for picking up Pitch Black. Have a great game.
Oh, it's making me turn my head a little bit. I'm like, I'm getting
Make
a little
sure
dizzy.
Your headphones are worn correctly.
All right.
Left.
All right.
Right.
All right.
New game.
Okay, so I guess we're going to want... So we have new game.
Controls.
I might want controls. Oh, space. Haha.
As you rotate by pressing and holding the left or right arrow key, when a sound is in front of you, you can move towards it by pressing and holding the forward arrow key.
Tap control to sneak, and then move forward.
Try tapping the spacebar to attack. Press enter to parry and you're golden.
It's called the auditory zoom. Hold down the spacebar button.
Okay. So those are our controls.
Probably for the best. Continue.
Wait. Oh.
Who cares? Credits. Controls. Again? All right. New game.
Okay. So the menu's a little weird there, but that's okay. So new game. Love, I guess. All right, here we go. New game.
Have you played a Purple Jam audio game before? Double tap the right arrow for yes or the left for no.
I'm going to do no.
This game uses binaural audio. That means you can tell if something is to the left, to the right, far away or close up, and in front or behind you. The game is played from a first-person perspective. What you hear is what your character hears.
You called?
Here are some sounds from the game. Their volumes increase as they move closer and decrease as they get further away. Do not pity the lightless, for they sit. As you rotate by pressing and holding the left or right arrow key, you can hear which sounds are in front of you to the left or to the right. When a sound is in front of you, you can move towards it by pressing and holding the forward arrow key. This is how you navigate through the game.
Okay. Okay. So that should hopefully give us what we need. Oh man, it's so weird in headphones. And if there's anything on screen, I don't think there is anything on screen. I'm fairly certain it's just a blank screen with the logo. Here we go.
Okay, little boy. I've got something for you. You want a little drink of water? Double tap left if you wanna, and right if you don't.
I'm thirsty.
Aw, well done. Always remember, baby, all you've got in this world are choices.
Ah, it's just the game title. Okay.
They're not yours to make. Drink up.
I think it'd be cool if in there were the moments where there's silence, there was something to fill that with, like, I don't know, like a Duskylight episode 1 or something.
Yeah, it just says pitch black. Okay. Cool. Okay.
Wow, look how big you're getting. You're gonna grow up to be something special one day. Maybe, just maybe, you'll leave this wicked city. Maybe you'll fix our minds and save us all. Hey, come on, little boy. Press forwards.
Okay.
This way, sweetie. Walk forward. Really think about it. You know how to walk forward. You've done it 1,000 times already.
Patrick Modeshu Eyes donated 8 Polish zlotys and 99 OC through Super
Come
Chat.
On,
how did you get a copy for this game, man?
Alright, so I guess I just keep walking forward. So,
Come on! It's easy! Press forward, honey.
I mean, I'm doing it.
Here, sweetie. Listen. You can press left to turn left. Or the other way. That's it.
What?
Okay, now this is where I'm going to have trouble. Do I go this way? Help. I think I lost my point of reference. I was doing so good when I went, just had to go straight. So, one of the things that I'm already having trouble with. Where are you at? Looking for the bell. So I guess you're supposed to line up with the rattle. Yeah, mommy's kind of scaring me a bit, says Kirsten. Yeah. I have a feeling a lot of people in this world are slightly unhinged. Okay, where am I going? Well, I hope this is going to be a long stream because I am really turned around. See, maybe it's just me, but I don't feel like I'm turning. Is that turning me? If I had a mommy, I'd be like that. I'd be scared, says Tammy. Yeah, I'd be a little disturbed. All right. So this is where I'm really having trouble. Does Pitch Black, if you guys are tuned in, do you have any tips here? Because I am currently I feel like I'm going the wrong way. Oh, I'm definitely going the wrong way. Hold on. I'm like, see, it's where the game wants me to go. Oh, I feel like I'm right there. Hey, got it.
Remember how to rotate? We've been through this. Press left or right to turn and center my voice and listen for the rattle. And then walk straight towards me.
So that actually helped. That helped a lot, turning while she was talking. Hey, where'd she go? Where do you go, scary mommy? Scary mommy, where'd you go? Oh, I thought I had it, man. See, I think it's behind me. I'd like a constant something. All right, that's definitely behind me. Oh, maybe it's not. I can't tell. Scary mommy with rattle. Where are you? Oh, I think I'm against a wall. Yeah, see, it's I'm having trouble with. Here we go. Hey!
Well done, honey. Remember, walking isn't always as easy as you might think. Just be patient and use those little ears of yours. You'll be fine. We'll all be okay.
I wonder what's up with... I think it's like a train or something going by. Yeah, I think it's like a maglev train or something crazy. Okay. Whoa.
Come on, little brother. Let's get out of here. We gotta sneak past Ma, and then we're free.
Okay, you first.
All right, just gotta stay low and move slowly. You wait here.
Okay.
Come on, you're next. Tap control to sneak, and then move forward.
Crouch and move slow. If my brother can do it, so can I.
Over here.
I'll show this what they're worth.
Dude, the mother's loopy.
Go behind my back. Gotta keep watching them when I open. Only got a few
moments. Over here.
Okay. Okay. Can you give me another?
Let's get out of here. Yes! We did it, little brother. Free at last. We'll never let anyone hold us down. Ever.
She is right around the bend, like totally nutso. Says Brian. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she is so unhinged. Yeah, no, I love how the sound is muffled. And then, yeah, the sound design of this is really good. I'm very happy with it. I really love the work that they do on sound. We need a 3D Super Liam game like this. Just saying.
This place is different. It's not like home. These rebels, they're determined. But they're not my only problem. I'll play their game. If it means I get answers, I'll play along. For now.
Okay. This is their big one. They've done a couple of small sort of tech demos. Sorry, the music was really, I wasn't expecting that. Cool tune though. So they did an audio pong thing, which is cool. And then they have Detective's Demise, which is like a small, I don't want to call it like a tech demo, but it's like an example of what they're working on. I feel like some title. Yeah. No, that's word nerd. You hit it.
No longer will the Nightlanders be trapped. No longer will. That's not it.
Title cards would be amazing.
No longer will we be under the big man's boot. No longer will we be afraid in the face of. Nearly had it that time. Come on, come on.
Okay, so I think it's supposed to be in the background like this. Okay, so someone's saying I need to move forward. Okay. But see, you know, the game does not tell me that. So what we need is, I think, like a sound that says action.
Nice speech. I'm almost inspired.
Ah, I thought I heard you creeping in. I'll take that as a serious compliment. Unless you want to help out, of course.
You called?
I did. And you came. Turn that radio off, would you? If I keep analyzing the Emperor's ramblings, I might actually start believing him.
Do it yourself. I'm not your dog.
No. Dogs are far more obedient. Let's talk business.
Let's.
Listen around you. It ain't much, and that ain't changing anytime soon. Not if we carry on like we have. Robbing transports, taking out officials. The people of Dusklight are waiting for us.
With this Free Princess Ball. I would have an action thing, though. Like, that's like, hey, you can move, because I wasn't sure when I was in and out of a cutscene.
For the chains of Dusklight's oppressors to shatter, we need to use our brains.
Yeah, great.
Next mission should be an easy peasy smash and grab.
Lemon squeezy.
Should be.
Should be.
Should be.
You can listen. We need to steal some documents in a nearby pumping station. Head in, head out, and come back with those docs.
What's in them?
Not sure.
Not sure?
Not yet. That's why you're going to get them. One of our top sources tipped us off. And when that source has something, it's usually worth its weight.
And that's all you got. I don't like working in the dark.
Champ, you're with the Nightlanders now.
Working in the dark is all you can do.
Oh, I thought I just got a question wrong on Family Feud. Didn't realize that was... Okay.
Right, let's get to it. Church ain't gonna topple itself. Follow me.
Where'd he go?
Come on, it ain't hard. Follow my voice. There you go. Well done. Donnie'll hook you up with a quad bike, but I don't know whether it's ready yet. Get chatting to the others if you have to wait. Oh, and Lara said she wanted to see how well you actually fought, given your big mouth and all.
I'll see if I can get a word in.
Okay. Ah!
Hey, you, come take a seat. Free grub. That's what we all came for, right?
Yeah, for you, maybe.
We were just talking about the church. Cal here thinks the moths can't all be that bad.
Moths?
Yeah, you haven't heard that already? You've been here for like 2 months, man. What have you been doing?
Good question.
Moths are the people of Dusklight. They worship the light.
Yeah, I'm sure you can figure it out.
Listen, I'm just saying. You get told that something's right all your life. It takes a whole lot of thinking.
Wonder if YouTube's audio and video compression is affecting
stuff.
I don't think so.
Light.
I mean, it's possible.
The light.
Well, I may have come for the free food, but I didn't come for the chatter.
We all know why you came.
You don't know a single thing about me.
Exactly. Exactly. Everyone here is very explicit as to why they joined. The people of Dusklight need to be freed. But you haven't been explicit about anything.
You want to know my story? Why I'm here? That church stole everything from me. This is just the prologue, brother.
Yeah, see, I love that sound, like right there to let you know.
You're giving us a bad name, man.
Come on, baby.
Straight from the light, for the dark shall engulf you. Do not pity the lightless, for they sit without thought.
Boy, this area is really weird. So there's the radio. Can I punch it?
For falseness,
I guess not.
Hey. Hey.
What?
Finn sent me. Said the quad's ready to go.
Oh, yeah? Well, it ain't. These things take time, you know. You think quad bikes grow on trees, man?
Yep.
No.
Exactly. Even if trees did still exist, I'd be surprised if fully functional quad bikes grew on them. Then again, I don't know for sure. Just go and wait somewhere else, and I'll call you when it's ready.
And try not to hurt yourself.
I heard that.
All right. So there's something...
No wonder the Nightlanders aren't getting anywhere. Good job I won't be needing them for long. Right. What else do I need to do?
Oh, what's going on over here? See, I like that.
Oh, listen. It's the new guy. Finn said I should show you a few moves. Hope you don't mind getting your butt beat by a woman.
Don't mind.
Get in here, rookie.
Oh, yeah, are we getting in like a cage? Yeah.
You can handle yourself.
Cage fight.
Let's go over what you know, and then we can refine some stuff from there. Try tapping the spacebar to attack. All right, good. Guess I could teach you how to parry properly. Most people seem to let out a grunt right before they throw a punch. It's almost as if they're just giving you a prompt. I'll throw a few punches. You just need to parry. Too easy. Press enter to parry and you're golden. All right.
I like that they went from...
You're actually pretty good.
The super shot combat.
Stay here for a sec if you want to spar again. Or just walk out the ring if you don't. I'd understand if you were too tired.
I'll spar. Give me some actual sparring.
Double tap right
if you want to spar again.
And left if you don't.
Again.
Okay. Gloves off.
Okay, I like this way of doing combat better.
All right. You win. Jeez.
Oh, it's a double. It double played the sound. Cool. Can I do anything else over here?
Agent, come here.
Where are you at? You're calling me.
Or I could come to you. Either way's fine. Guessing you spoke to everyone? Ah, no matter. If you're ready, then so am I. Tech buffs in the bunker have left us a new toy. Yes, it's a prototype, but not the kind that blows up. So don't worry.
Yeah, thank them for me.
It's called the Auditory Zoom. Lets you hear for miles. It automatically highlights
points of interest.
Those crones
are kind of intense.
Follow me. We'll go to the edge of the cliff here and try it out. Come on, agent.
Well, where are you?
Come on, it ain't hard. Follow my... There you go. Dusk light. Listen to it. The light of a million civilians shrouded in the shadow of the moths. The church, Lambton Energy, they don't hear what we hear. They don't understand. Right. On the device. Okay, hold on. On the device, press 1. Oh, wait. That can't be it. No, press the I button. Why the night, stupid thing? Okay, no, I remember. Hold down the space bar button.
Whoa!
The day the world went dark was the day we saw the truth. It was the light's work itself.
Dude, that's crazy.
That we astrayed from its glorious glow. Angered the light.
Does everyone have an attitude in this game? Yeah, absolutely. Whoa. It's everything's like all crazy loud. Dude.
We had grown greedy and merciless in the world of the light.
That sound. The people. The hope. The chances. Something. That's why.
That would be so overwhelming.
On your right, you'll hear a train approaching the city gates. Paper pushers in their palaces, money grabbers in their mansions, the corporate kings of Dusklight.
Can I punch him?
They might have their money, but believe me, the church's light is shinier than gold. Okay, the last stop on our tour of the desert is the pumping station. Listen for the thing that sounds remarkably like a pumping station. Oh, and the tannoy too.
Oh, I hear it.
That's our target. Our goal? To find answers. Answers to the questions of how to free an entire city. It all starts at that pumping station.
There a button that turns off incompetent leaders?
Yeah, and it's right next to the self-destruct. Try not to get them mixed up. Oh, and seriously, you'll need this. It's an overseer's access card to the pumping station. Here. All that's left to do now is remember the cause.
Oh, I'll remember my cause. Don't you worry about that.
Donnie's ready for you. Go see him. After you've found the docks, I'll be ready to pick you up.
Can I punch
Good
him?
Luck.
Hey, loudmouth!
All right, so, we're going to talk to this guy, but I think that we'll be at our stopping point. So we can
over here, newbie.
You can hear the bike. I want to try this thing out again. So this lets us kind of hear everything.
Yes, the quad bike. That's where you need to go.
So we're going to go up to the bike, and I believe we're going to stop there. I'm coming.
Quad bike's ready. She's fitted with a nav device. Just do what she says. No, that might be hard for you.
Idiot.
I heard that. Again. Damn it.
All right. So there's our bike. And so we are going to stop our sneak peek right there. But that is episode one. And I have to say, the sound design, I feel, is even better than Detective's Demise. I would love to be able to explore more of the world. I kind of feel like I didn't get a lot of the exploration. But I do really like, I like what we got. Obviously, interesting world. There's, I think, a lot more questions than answers at this point. But I think it's really interesting and really cool. Love to know what you guys think. What comments do you have? Yeah, it was really good. It sounded like a Star Wars planet, says Starcaller. It just made me think of Half-Life. Atanoi, I definitely know where the scriptwriter is from, or at least he's quite good enough to know that a guy from Europe would call it. Yep. Does everyone have an attitude in this game? Yeah, so I think I'm pretty well caught up. Obviously, a couple people thinking that, yeah, there would be pretty cool to have title cards and on. I noticed though later there was a roof sound, so it did kind of let you know when you were going in and out of a cutscene. I think that's kind of cool. I'd love a little more to do with the combat. I think it'd be cool to interact with some items and stuff, but I really like the world that they're crafting. I like the use of audio. I think that's really fascinating, and I think that's really cool. While I have you all here, change.org/audio-games. It is a petition that Purple Jam is putting together to try to raise awareness of audio games and to hopefully get Apple to add an audio games subcategory to the App Store. Take a quick moment and sign that. I will throw that into chat just in case you want to just click on it instead of typing it out. When I last checked, they were up to 525 signatures. Obviously, the more signatures, the better. 543 I'm seeing now. So I don't know if, so 543. So let's keep that going. Get that up, and the more the merrier. Abbeyforth says that was really cool. The sound, especially, I understand why you said to grab headphones. I can't imagine listening to that in speakers. I don't think it'd have the same effect. Binaural audio is really cool, especially through headphones. What they've done with it is really neat. I know the highlight for a lot of people is when you're walking past the door and the mom's flipping out. It's just really cool. So there's a lot here, and I'm looking forward to learning more about the world, the characters, our character, why he's doing what he's doing. And, yeah, their virtual acoustics have improved markedly from parts of the earlier games. I agree. I think the virtual acoustics are impressive. And this will be out on Thursday, so this will be available for you to get lost in. And I hope that you do. I hope that you check it out and enjoy it. The link for Steam is in the description, so go wishlist it. And I don't know if it's going to be on any other platforms, but I know it's going to be on Steam. So I would highly recommend that you check it out. I don't really know what else I got. I it's a sneak peek, but again, game is out Thursday. I hope that you check it out. I hope that you've enjoyed it. And again, big thanks to Purple Jam for letting me play this early and sharing it with all of you guys. And if you're watching on the archive, hey, hope you enjoyed it. If you were here live, thanks for being here. Oh, and Google Play Store and App Store. Okay, so App Store, Google Play, and Steam. So, yeah, a plethora of ways to get this. So, again, thank you guys for being here. Before I go, I want to thank my patrons one more time. They are up there on your screen. You, too, can become a patron at lirvin.me/P. Big thanks to Exterminator555. Leo Contos, Stealthy, Ann Tate, Patrick Kelly, Dennis Vicker, Cody Brown, Rich Yamamoto, Marco Garrettoni, hope I'm pronouncing that somewhat correctly, Doug Shock, Crystal Bell, Jessica Miller, Wandering Waves, Michael Lau, James Dean, Jim Denham, Brian Peterson, Trevor Johnson, Kevin Lyon, Stephen Luttrell, Simon Yeager, Shane Popplestone, Austin Nix, Sarah Hawk, Jason Smith, Daniel W., Storm Productions, Blind Left Gaming, Michael Welty, Heather Messiker, Audio Game Geek, Melissa Rowe, Hilary Duncan, Ashley Coleman, Anya Kristen, Shane Early, Courtney Barton, Bryant, Roland Engelsma, Kenny, Abdullah DeBase, Changing and Alex, Sylvia Bazanko, and Jack Filicek. And thanks for liking these streams. Thanks for sharing them. Thanks for being here, guys. I have more great stuff coming up, so if you're not already subscribed, please take a quick moment and do so. Big thanks one more time to Purple Jam for letting me do this today. It was great to spend a Sunday with all of you. I will see you all soon. As always, thanks for watching and or listening. Good night and good corn.